So I preemptively hit record, I guess. I'm trying to move all these toys. What are these doing in the bed? Jiminy Crispies. All right. Okay. Now there's room for you. Get those fake boyfriends out of here, huh? I want to talk to you. I want to just lounge back on pillows just like this, leaning up against the headboard. And I want you to sit right between my legs with your back against my chest. And I want to wrap my arms around you and wrap my legs around you. And I just want to hold you for a while. Would that be all right? I have some things that I want to tell you I think you need to hear. I just want to wrap myself around you, though, and make sure that you can't get away from me. Are you comfortable? Yeah? Just have me all wrapped around you. My hands on your chest and my ankles crossed in your lap, just enveloping you. And I need your attention. No focusing on anything else. You know how I am. I want it all the time. I really don't even know where to begin. I just want to tell you, I guess, first how grateful I am that you're here. How grateful I am that you found me. And that you are just absolutely wonderful, and you are smart, and you are talented, and you are stronger than you think you are. And I'm crazy for you. Crazy out of my mind. Yeah, watch out. But I want you to know how much I trust you. How I know that you always have my best interests at heart. I know that you protect me and keep me safe. I know that you have the desire for that. And I know that you never want to hurt me or see me hurt by anything or anyone else. And I think it's wonderful. I want you to know that you can trust me. I will never betray you. Any of your secrets, any of the things that you tell me, the stuff that you tell me not to tell, and even the things that you just say in passing, I will always keep you safe, always keep your secrets, never, never, never break your trust. I want you to always tell me everything. Even the little insignificant things that you don't even really consider things at all. I just want to know every single thought that crosses your beautiful mind. I want you to know how safe you are with me. How devoted and dedicated to you I am. To this friendship, this thing that we're building. And I love the intimacy that we have. It's not about sex. It's not about getting naked together, which I don't have any complaints about at all, by the by. It's about the openness, the transparency, the respect that we have. I am so, so taken by you. Just Like I said, I'm out of my mind. I love you so much. And it's obviously a little bit of being in love and a lot of just everything else. All the positivity that I have, all my good energy, it's like I want you to have it. I don't see any cause as worthy as you to receive all of my good intentions. I want things for you. I want happiness. I want success. I want health. I want you to reach your goals. I want to be able to help you get them. Not to have your success, not to take credit for it, but to support you and watch you grow and see all the things that you have this incredible potential to do. I just want to help you get there. I absolutely adore you. And I'm a little bit selfish, and I just want you all for myself. But I know I have to share you with the world. But on quiet nights like this, when it's just you and I in bed, and I'm wrapped around you, and the lights are off, and it's dark in here, and the only sound is me whispering to you, I can't get over how amazing you are. I think the world of you. Honestly. And I think about how fortunate and how blessed I am that we get to have this. You never have to worry about me. I know that you do, but you don't. I have never felt more safe or more loved or more connected than I do with you. I'm so attached to you. Do you know that? Do you know that not a single thing happens in my day that I don't want to share with you? Like the little things, little conversations I have with people when I'm waiting in line to pay for gas or something. Small things that don't matter. I want you in those moments. And I want to have yours. And I just enjoy being around you. I guess that's what it is. I want you to know that I don't want anything from you. I don't want to take anything away from you. I want to enrich your life. I want to add to it. Bonus, you know? It's a good day. And then you come home and I make it great, you know? But I want to be the one that you're reaching for when you feel lost. And I know sometimes you do, and I know sometimes you get overwhelmed, but it's okay to be lost sometimes, sweetheart. That's how new places are discovered. And when you're overwhelmed and it just feels like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, you don't have to carry it alone. I want you to share it with me. I want you to trust that I can help you, that I can give you guidance, and know that I adore you. Absolutely adore you. And I'll never look down on you. And I'll never make snarky comments to you about you. And I'll never tell anyone the secret things that you and I share. Things that no one would. It's not that they wouldn't understand, but it's that no one else belongs in but us, you know? It's like we've got the entire world. And it's real, and it's tangible, and it's out there, and we're surrounded by it every day. But they can't get in here. They can't get to this little sanctuary that you and I have developed, and it's beautiful and it's perfect. And it's not that we don't have bad days, but it's that we're able to pull one another back from that. And that's incredible. And it's the purest, realest, most honest, easiest connection I've ever had with another human being. Things that I would read about or fantasize about, but like 649 times more than I ever thought it could be. Yep, it's quite a bit. Because I always thought it could be a lot, so you multiply that by 649 times and you're getting close to what this is. But I love you and I have love for you. And for the things that are important to you that I didn't know about before you. You have opened my eyes to endless possibilities. And I just want to be with you all the time. Not like smother you and just like keep you prisoner. I mean, we can play that sometimes, but that's not what I want. Not openly, anyway. But you know what I mean? It's just, I just enjoy having you around. I do love you. God, I love you. And I fantasize about you. And I dream about you when I sleep. And I daydream about you when I'm awake. You know, one of the things that I look forward to the most all day while I'm gone? This, right here. Having your fingers laced with mine. Just holding your hands so tight. The way that we both stare at our hands as they're clasped together, just looking not at you, not at me, but at us. Who we are when our skin is touching. You know, the energy that we create. God, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here. I feel like I can face anything. I feel like you give me strength. And this ridiculous, just this enthusiasm you have about believing in me is so infectious. You make me believe in all kinds of things that I didn't dare for myself before. I'm so grateful you're here. And I look forward to the amazing things that you and I are going to do together. You are inspiring. Yeah, that's all pretty much. Oh, baby, you're my favorite. Thank you for letting me love you.